blessed be Jesus and Mary. Today, on the traditional calendar, we celebrate the feast of St. John Vianney. St. John Vianney is the patron saint of parish priests, and Pope Benedict XVI, on the 150th anniversary of his death, the year of all priests, made St. John Vianney the patron saint of all priests. Right? And this is significant because it means the Church is presenting to all of her priests St. John Vianney as a model to follow. And so, what are some notable characteristics of St. John Vianney that all priests should look to as a model and try to imitate? Well, we read in the Collect of the Mass, the prayer at the beginning of the Mass, Almighty and merciful God, who didst make St. John Marie wonderful in his pastoral zeal and constant prayer and penance, grant, we beseech thee, that by his example and intercession we may be able to win the souls of our brethren for Christ, and together with them attain to everlasting glory. And so here we see in the Collect three characteristics of St. John Vianney named, okay, for all of us priests that we should imitate: pastoral zeal, constant prayer, and penance. Zeal for souls. This is what we see in the life of St. John Vianney, a desire, an ardent desire, to save souls. All of those long hours spent in the confessional, all of those tears shed for the conversion of sinners and for their sins. St. John Vianney used to cry in the confessional, and the penitents used to ask him, Father, why are you crying? And he says, I weep because you are not weeping. Okay, so zeal for souls is a characteristic that should be found in every priest. It should be found in every man who is aspiring to the priesthood, who is discerning a vocation to the priesthood. We could say that a zeal for the salvation of souls is a sign of a vocation. Okay? If there is no zeal for the salvation of souls, we could say that is a sign that that young man is not called to the priesthood. This also makes evident the great tragedy of the priest who falls into mortal sins. Because the priest, as an alter Christus, another Christ, sharing in the mission of Christ to save souls, the priest who falls into mortal sin is now not finding himself to be such a guide to salvation for other souls, but is now having difficulty working out his own salvation. Okay, you see what a great conquest it is for the devil who manages to draw a priest into mortal sin. A priest who then celebrates Mass in mortal sin. A priest who falls into the habit of mortal sin and celebrating Mass in mortal sin, and does so with indifference, where it doesn't really affect his conscience all that much. This is a great danger and an enormous tragedy. The priest who is meant to be an instrument for the salvation of souls and to have great zeal for the salvation of souls then is reduced to not having zeal for his own salvation. You see what a great conquest it is for the devil to bring a priest into the state of mortal sin. So zeal for souls. Then we see prayer and penance. Constant prayer and penance should also mark the life of the priest. We see this in the life of Saint John Vianney. What did he do when he arrived at Ars? He put himself on his knees before our Lord in the tabernacle and prayed for hours on end for the conversion of his flock. Are our priests doing that? Are they spending long hours in prayer? Or are they putting themselves before the television? Penance. We see St. John Vianney eating potatoes, raw potatoes. No, they were boiled potatoes. But fasting. We see St. John Vianney taking the discipline to the point of shedding his blood. He had blood stains on his wall. I'm not saying all priests have to do these exceptional penances, but some sort of penance they ought to be doing. Some sort of fasting, some sort of sacrifice with food, some sort of corporal mortification. You see, if that is completely lacking in the life of the priest, then there is something amiss. So it is no surprise that our Holy Father, Benedict XVI, presents St. John Vianney as a model for all priests in our day and age, because what we see today among the clergy is widespread relaxation, which is kind of going along with modern psychology today, which encourages everyone to just live as comfortably as they can. And so this influence of modern psychology among the clergy, instead of traditional spirituality, okay, the spirituality, the rigorous spirituality that we see in the life of St. John Vianney. And so we entrust to this holy patron all priests throughout the world, that he instill in them a zeal for souls, a spirit of constant prayer and of penance. St. John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.